Several grassroots organizations are engaged in a campaign directed at the moderator of tonight's presidential debate, PBS News anchor Jim Lehrer, to ask the candidates about the massive increase in campaign contributions from corporate super PACs and the influence of money in politics. Last week, a coalition of organizations, including Demos, Free Speech for People, Avaaz's Elections Not Auctions, and UNPAC, delivered over 40,000 signatures from an online petition to Lehrer. Co-founder and campaign director of UNPAC, Matthew Pilevsky, says that even though the news media has been following the issue of money in politics closely, the candidates have been largely quiet on the issue.
The news media is following the fundraising race as closely as they're following the polls in swing states. And yet we don't have candidates talking about how this has fundamentally changed our election system, and I think we need to.
Pilevsky said that if the candidates do not address the matter, it could spell out political suicide. UNPAC and other groups point to polling that shows that a majority of Americans want to limit the amount of money that corporations, unions, and other big groups can spend on campaigns. An Associated Press National Constitution Center poll released in September showed that 83% of Americans are seeking fundraising limits. That number includes 81% of registered Republicans, 78% of independents, and 85% of Democrats. Many point to the Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision as the go-ahead for the creation of independent super PACs, which allow for unlimited contributions to political candidates, evident in this year's deluge of political attack ads broadcasted to voters. John Bonifaz, executive director of Free Speech for People, said that both Mitt Romney and President Obama have briefly touched upon the power of money in politics while on the campaign trail. But it's up to Lehrer to raise the issue during tonight's debate to get them to go after it further. Both candidates have raised money with super PACs.
The president has already discussed the Supreme Court's ruling in Citizens United as a wrong ruling. Governor Romney has talked about the power of union money in elections. And so they've begun to talk about it on the campaign trail, but they ought to debate this question. They ought to tell the American people what they plan to do about this problem, and whether they support a constitutional amendment to reclaim our democracy.
So far, the legislatures of 8 states have already passed resolutions calling on Congress to amend the Constitution to reverse the effects of the Citizens United decision, including Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, Maryland, California, and New Mexico. Voters in Colorado and Montana face a ballot question on the issue on Election Day. Bonifaz said, however, that the issue goes beyond Citizens United or a constitutional amendment.
It's not only about the super PACs and Citizens United. It's about the larger problem we face as a nation, which is whether it's we the people or we the corporations who shall govern, and whether unlimited campaign spending shall be allowed to drown out ordinary citizen voices.
The groups will continue to gather support for change until Election Day and afterwards. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.